Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We want to follow up now on a story we aired yesterday about evidence of abuse at the Peck Full Service Community School in Holyoke. A report compiled by the Disability Law Center found evidence of a culture of abuse in the Peck School therapeutic program for emotionally disabled children. Here's how Stan Eichner, director of litigation at the Disability Law Center, described it.
This is one of the worst that we've seen, both in terms of numbers, the pervasiveness, the wrongful treatment of these youngsters who are already emotionally vulnerable.
Well, the DLC's report was driven largely by incidents documented by Liza Hirsch, who was a full-service community school manager at the Peck School for 6 months last year. She's now a staff attorney at Massachusetts Advocates for Children, and she joins us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So, Liza, can you tell us, I mean, you were there. You worked at the Peck School. Can you tell us, you know, in your own words, some of what you saw?
Absolutely. So I realized pretty early on in my time at Peck that there were some pretty serious problems. And there are certain images that really stick in my mind. I remember very early on in my first days at the school walking down the hallway and hearing a staff person called an interventionist screaming very aggressively at a student who was seated in his chair, threatening to physically restrain him. I remember seeing a fourth grade boy face down, being held down to the floor, face pressed into the floor. This was a child that I knew already had experienced significant trauma in his life. I once walked into the hallway and saw a boy maybe 12 years old sobbing, and I remember him saying, "Why are they threatening to call the police? I'm just a little kid." Another child reported to me that he had been closed in a dark closet.
Yeah.
So these were not isolated incidents. This was a pattern. These were systemic issues that I saw when I was there.
Well, in fact, it's so systemic that you when you resigned, you wrote a 7-page resignation letter complete with documentation that you gave to the superintendent of Holyoke Schools. What kind of response did you get from him at the time?
So that's right. I did send the letter to the superintendent when I resigned, documenting all of my concerns and what I had seen and what other staff at the school had seen. I did receive a response from the superintendent. It was a very short response saying that he would investigate the situation.
Mm. Well, I want to play another cut here from Stan Eichner from the Disability Law Center. Again, they're the group that put together the report following your revelations to them about what was happening at the Peck School. Because what Stan was really getting to yesterday when he talked to us was that these incidences were so pervasive that they pointed to a culture, a particular culture at the Peck School.
There was a lot of power struggles between the youngsters and the staff. It became the culture that these were, quote, bad kids, and that it was okay to treat them roughly.
Liza, does that sound like an accurate description?
That's absolutely correct. You know, in any system, there are, of course, very good people working really hard. These are students who were living in poverty for the most part, and there were staff who were working hard day in and day out with those students. But I did see a school culture and climate that allowed these types of incidents to happen.
Do you have any idea how that culture emerged?
It's hard for me to say. You know, I was only there for a 6-month period. I think that the culture is very deeply ingrained, and I think it develops over a long period of time. And I think it's very much reflective of leadership. And so I think, you know, going forward, it's really critical to look at these issues from a systemic standpoint and to address them comprehensively.
So here's what I want to ask. And the reason why this question of a culture which allows such patterns to persist is very, very important because, I mean, I'm looking at statistics about Holyoke students, right? 67% of them in the district are economically disadvantaged. This comes from the state of Massachusetts. 48% of them, their first language is not English. Almost 80% of them are Hispanic. With that in mind, it also brought to mind earlier this year there was a lot of reporting, investigative reporting that came out. I'm looking at New York Magazine here, the New York Times, that reported that nationwide more than 70% of students involved in arrests or referrals to courts or suspensions are Black or Hispanic. So it seems like these kids were almost set up to be doubly or even triply victimized, not only by virtue of them already having emotional and developmental challenges, but by virtue of being poor and Hispanic as well.
Absolutely. There's no question that that was my observation when I was there. Most of these children were living in poverty. Many of them did not speak English. There were many of them were Latino students. And many of the students impacted had social or emotional disabilities and had histories of trauma, some of them, you know, physical and sexual abuse. So these were some of society's most vulnerable children, and that's what made this so hard to watch.
Well, and it seems that and one of the default ways of treating them was not so much through well-trained staff, but rather through disciplinarian measures, which, you know, obviously the Disability Law Center finds is unacceptable. I mean, you're now at Massachusetts Advocates for Children. In the last minute or so that we have, what would you recommend be done at the PEC school or places like that to disrupt this culture that we're talking about?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I really want to commend the Disability Law Center and also the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, who also did a thorough investigation of these practices. And, you know, these reports will lead to change, but change doesn't happen overnight. These are deeply rooted practices in the culture and climate of the school. And I really think this needs to be looked at systemically. It requires laws that my organization, Mass Advocates for Children, are advocating for. But it also, you know, it requires a top-down approach, a bottom-up approach. It requires supporting staff. It requires listening meaningfully to parents and to students, and it requires leadership.
So the school, Holyoke, is in receivership now. I mean, do you think that that's part of, will accelerate a solution that may not have otherwise been so accelerated?
Absolutely. I think we have a very unique opportunity now because the district is in receivership. The receiver was not there at the time that I witnessed these incidents, and I'm very hopeful that major change will occur under his leadership.
Well, Liza Hirsch is a staff attorney at Massachusetts Advocates for Children. She was a full-service community school manager at the PEC School in Holyoke for 6 months last year, where she documented abuse there that drove to several investigations, including the one this week released by the Disability Law Center. Liza Hirsch, thank you so much.
Thank you.